Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, I must wound you, because turns out Mr. Sony, in prepping for the PlayStation 5, they're going to have some bad news for people like you, who loved a little bit of the old PlayStation VR.
Don't want it.
I know, they're not going to be... Well, there's a lot to this, and the overall conclusion is that they are just not supporting PlayStation VR going forward on PS5 titles. But to get that conclusion, there's a lot of stuff to cover. One thing is from Upload VR. Sony were doing an interview with Upload VR, and they said that we have not announced PS5 titles for PlayStation VR. They then went on to say that Hitman 3's new VR mode will not be playable on the PS5 version of the game, and the only way to play the VR version of Hitman 3 is to keep a separate copy of Hitman 3 on your PS5's hard drive, which is madness in itself. That's also the case with No Man's Sky. Even though that game is getting a PS5 update, it's getting a full 4K texture overhaul, whatever else. Hello Games then got out and said, okay, when you buy No Man's Sky on PS5, we'll give you another copy of the PS4 version with that, so you can play a PSVR. Because the only thing that supports PSVR is the old version. It's only through backwards compatibility. It's not going to be the new PS5 version. So that in itself is kind of nuts. Another thing is that the new PS5 camera, the one that, you know, the white and black camera, the one that you get in the bundle deals and stuff like that, that doesn't support PSVR. If you want to use your PSVR camera on a PS5, you need to get in touch with Sony and they'll send you a free cable so that you can plug the old PSVR camera that worked on the PS4 into the PS5. Basically, and there's more to this as well, there's just so many roadblocks in the way, and like I said, I've got to a little bit more of it, but what's your general thoughts on that stuff so far?
My general thoughts, Scott Tilford, are that Mr. Sony, whoever he may be, has a personal vendetta against me playing the PSVR on his new system. I'm really excited for it, mate. I'm really excited for next-gen consoles, and I just wanted it to be as smooth as possible. Why is it so convoluted? I don't know if you can hear this, but my laptop is literally on fire right now. My radiator is going off over there. I feel like the energy I have, the disappointment I have for this, is radiating throughout
like
my
Super
entire
Saiyan
flat. Yeah,
pulsating.
I've got Super Saiyan. I've conjured a poltergeist through how annoyed I am, because why is it so convoluted? I do love that the likes of, you know, Hello Games are offering, you know, a PlayStation 4 version so I can finally, you know, play No Man's Sky in VR
play
through
no
a
Man's
PlayStation
Sky?
5, kind of. But the fact that we have to have this adapter, the fact that the camera doesn't work, the fact that if I buy Hitman 3 on PS5, it's not going to work with VR, but if I play Hitman 3 on PS5 via the PS4 version, it will. It's just like, it's not the easy transition that I thought, you know. For like a full year, they've been talking about how PSVR will be compatible to the PlayStation 5, and perhaps me and my naivete thought that that would be much smoother than the actual reality of it is. And I'm sure they are gearing up for a new version of PSVR. You know, they've had a lot of patents that have been signed for new controllers and stuff like that. But,
well, you see, the thing is,
until then, it's like, what?
You hint at the idea that maybe they're planning another PSVR. Let me quash that right now with some other quotes. From Mr. Jim Ryan, speaking to the Washington Post, he said, I think we're more than a few minutes from the future of VR. PlayStation believes in VR, Sony believes in VR, and we definitely believe at some point in the future, VR will represent a meaningful component of interactive entertainment. Will it be this year? No. Will it be next year? No. But it will come at some stage. We believe that. Then I found another quote over on The Verge where they were writing up some similar stories, and they found quotes from Mark Cerny. Mark Cerny has said that VR is very important to us. And also the head of Sony's research and development, or PlayStation's research and development, Dominic Mallinson, literally told CNET that a new headset wouldn't arrive alongside the PlayStation 5. The conversation, the context in that regard, is that he thought that PSVR, like as it stands, is enough to weather the entire generation. But obviously taken alongside the stuff like the Hitman stuff, the No Man's Sky, the lack of camera support, it just kind of feels like they're just sort of shuttering it away. A lot of the Jim Ryan wider context stuff is just that idea of like the business side of it. Clearly PSVR didn't take off as much as they wanted it to, or VR gaming in general kind of hasn't taken off as much as they wanted it to. And I kind of think maybe it just doesn't make business sense for them to do it going forward.
Yeah, I mean, probably a part of me is kind of surprised that they've supported PSVR for this long, because think about like the amount of other sort of mini systems or peripherals that they put out, you know, and how little they support them. Like the PS Vita is a great bit of hardware, but then they just stopped caring about it. Yeah, but then they just stopped caring about it after a while. And in my heart of hearts, I feel like I've always known that this was coming, and I am glad that they're providing some sort of support going forward. But, you know, Jim Ryan talking about how the PSVR's future, or VR in general, like that, the future of that space won't be fully realized for a few years. That makes me feel like they're just trying to distance themselves from it as much as possible, until the point where people just forget that it exists, and then we look back in lists in 5 years' time and go, oh yeah, remember the PSVR?
Remember
when Jim Ryan said that they'd probably do something with that in the future, and then they didn't? That sucks. I wish they did.
The thing is, like, him going, like, is it this year? No. Is it next year? No. Like, their whole plan of, like, well, we're not going to support it. We're not going to put any titles out for it. You've got to do a whole rigmarole of getting in. You've got to apply for a free cable that they're not really advertising. You've just got to go to a specific website, fill out a form, put your barcode in from the back of your PSVR adapter thing, and they'll send you a new cable. They somehow in here, it's just like, well, if we just ignore it and we don't do anything with it for another sort of year and a half, somehow the demand will be there for us to get to the next step of VR. I guess he's just kind of waiting for, you know, the likes of like the Vive or the Oculus or like general other VR tech to take off in a meaningful enough way that they can sort of get back in again. Because I guess Sony overall, like I keep saying, are such a reactionary company that for me, PSVR felt like the almost budget entry version of VR that the likes of Oculus were doing. But because those other companies are also kind of waxing and waning in regards to mainstream popularity, I guess on Sony's side, they're like, well, okay, we're done because we tried this thing and it isn't going to work.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, like, they did have strong sales for the PSVR, especially at launch. Like, it did quite well for a VR system, but then again, it is quite well for a VR system, enough for Sony when they're used to selling, like, 100 million consoles and stuff like that, and getting in, like, the big bucks. They're in it to make as much money as possible at the end of the day. And you mentioned, like, the, you know, like, the PlayStation camera now, the new HD camera and stuff. I was excited about PSVR because it felt very much like a proof of concept more than anything. It was a great little headset, but there were so many changes that could have been made. They could have cleaned up the amount of cables you had to put in, the pathway that stopped HDR if you had it enabled. You know, we were using Move controllers that were years and years old that were not great back in the day.
No.
And I was just always imagining what this system could have been with, you know, refined original controllers made for the system, with a new camera, with a better tracking system on the headset and stuff like that. And I am pleased that they're sort of continuing to support it in a way and making so you can use it, but it's like, oh, they could have done a great iteration on this. They could have revolutionized so many things and gave it one proper go before they packed it in. Like, they could have given PSVR fans the PSVR system that could, you know, compete with the innovations that have been made across the competition and given us something special, but it seems they're not interested at all. And it sucks that Hitman 3 especially doesn't really work with it. Like, I was looking forward to that game and to play that sort of stealth experience in a new way, and it's just like, well, I could kind of do it now.
You kind of can, but
like an afterthought, you know.
The whole like doubling up on files, I think, is ludicrous, especially with all the recent stuff that's coming out about the PlayStation storage size. It's just like that idea that you're going to have to double up on games, especially something like Hitman, which will be quite a sizable set of gigs. It'll be quite a sizable file size, as opposed to No Man's Sky, which I think is still below 10 gig. But it's just, it's a hell of a thing, and I think that VR overall is just this massive talking point point where it was so cumbersome to set up, or you always need to get in the right space to put it, like you need to be up for isolating yourself from whoever's else around you in that room, and just sort of all the different cables and the headset and everything else. For me, it just never felt like fluid. It never felt like it just, naturally flowed into my overall sort of way that I play games. And that was the reason that I sort of slowly just put the PSVR to the side and never touched it again. But anyway, yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Were you ever a true believer in PSVR? Will you be a little bit gutted? Or is there something that Sony could do going forward to make it actually work again? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.